Hi, this is a procedure recording. Name of the patient, Michael Rutledge, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E. Date of birth is 1-10-1997. Date of accident, 4-10-2022. Date of procedure is 10-13-2023. The procedure being done is lumbar epidural steroid injection, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. Medical indications for the procedures are as follows. Mr. Michael Rutledge is a victim of an automobile accident since 4-10-2022. He has had various kind of physical therapies and chiropractic treatment, but there has not been any relief. The MRI shows a broad-based 7 mm central disc herniation at L4, L5, encroaching on the anterior epidural space without major central canal stenosis or neural foramen injury. However, the patient does complain of shooting pain with numbness and tingling to the left leg in a glove-like fashion to the left posterior and anterior leg, which is almost constant. The pain is at around 7, and he also has pain in the upper back and neck, as well as the left shoulder with positive Hawking Kennedy test, and pain in both the knees as well, which are being addressed slowly. The patient has had severe pain to the tune of 7 to 8 with effect on the ADLs. The injection of LESI with epidurogram is expected to bring more healing and improve the ADLs and decrease the need for any surgery. The procedure is done according to the protocol. Thank you. The patient will continue on the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Escifex 20 mg 2 times a day for stomach protection, Tylenol, Norco has been provided 10 mg 325 2 times a day for pain control since the Tylenol codeine was not able to help him. Elavil 50 mg at night, Lyrica 50 mg 2 times a day for pain control, Ferricet 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, Lidocaine ointment as well as Voltaren gel has been provided for this gentleman. He will be scheduled for injection to the left shoulder and the left knee on the next visit. Thank you.